end of the way of love, and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now, and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time. So don't cry. One day all seven will die.
Great way to start the show tonight. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Our executive producer tonight behind the glass is Casera. And what a great way to really kind of just sort of slide into it. You know, I'm feeling a little melancholy because it's freezing cold out and the Blackhawks lost.
Exactly.
So we need to
try to keep it a little mellow, you know.
I like that. It's very nice. Esmeralda up in the traffic.
Hello.
Traffic shack. Ooh, I like shack.
Traffic shack.
I don't know. That sounds
like I sell hot dogs.
Come to the traffic shack.
Traffic shack will keep you well stocked in everything you need that is sausage related. I'm sorry. That was wrong.
Hot dogs, polar sausage.
Exactly. Your brats. It's your brats right here. It is a rather chilly evening tonight, and I stayed in most of the day. And there's a little bit of snow coming down, and I believe we are expecting more snow tomorrow. Was that part of your report, Ez? I apologize.
Yes. Pretty much snow all around. Right now, rest of the overnight, we're looking at light snow. But we're seeing snow in the midday. Saturday, we'll probably see it overnight. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, you'll see it early. So there'll be snow at different points in time all the whole weekend.
So once you leave here at about 5 o'clock in the morning, are you going to hunker down until this all passes?
I'm actually going to be here till noon today.
What?
I'm in for Mary.
Wait.
So I'll be in for Mary.
I'm sorry.
This morning.
Okay.
You started at
10 a.m. 10 p.m., I mean.
Actually, because of the Hawks, I started at midnight.
Okay. So you started at midnight. Okay.
So
you'll be going.
It worked out.
To a 10-hour shift is what it worked out to. Okay.
Which, not so bad.
No.
It's 7 versus 10. It's a couple hours more.
This is what happens during the holidays. It gets a little erratic around here. I'm trying to keep it as even-keeled as possible, which, by the way, is why we have Dr. Dingman coming up in a little bit to sort of have some sort of familiarity with the show. We couldn't get a hold of him last night. He was traveling. So we're going to talk to him in just a little while. If you heard earlier, he was on Brian Noonan's show, which is fine. Brian Noonan was filling in for Rokan. Dr. Dingman is a regular on Rokan's show, even though he started on my show. Just want to make this clear to everybody as far as our line of evolution for Dr. Dingman at WGN Radio. But I understand if people want to, you know, benefit from his skills. I could see one. And also on Cochran's show, which is cool, you know. And he's going to be at Cochran's New Year's Eve show, not at mine. That's fine. I'm not taking it personally. As you can see, that I'm totally letting it go. It's not bothering me,
you know,
at all.
Everyone's success is good.
Yes. His success is my happiness.
There you go.
How is that?
Yeah. That's good.
I think that works. That works out very well. Yes. Steve Cochran has an event coming up. I believe, is it on New Year's Eve? Because one year, I believe Tim Clue had booked their New Year's Eve show for December 30th. So I'm not sure if they're actually, I'm pretty sure they're doing it on Sunday. I'm not trying to take anything away from their event at the Tivoli, but that's where they're doing their show. Steve Cochran's New Year's Eve, for people who can't stay up until midnight, will be available on Eventbrite. And then my show, which is for both people who want to go to bed early. I have a 7:30 show, 7:30 to 9 p.m., and that's also kid-friendly. Oh, can I tell you something? One of the moms apparently saw the promotion on Facebook for my show that said family-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And let's call her Kathy because that's her name. One of the moms from Griffin's class, we've known her since our children were 5 years old in kindergarten, and she contacted my husband. She didn't reach out to me. She reached out to my husband and basically thought like she was being sly, you know, like, hey, I'm just wondering, are you sure Patty can do a family-friendly show?
Were they actually doubting it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Can I just say for everyone's edification that, yes, I can do, not only can I do a family-friendly show, I have part of my stand-up comedy special on a Christian channel. So I assure you I can do things that are not only child-friendly, but all denominations-friendly as well, not just by the way.
I'm really curious as to what she thought was going to happen, yes. If she was very doubtful that you could.
Well, she's been to my show on a Saturday night at Zany's. This is what I try to explain to people when they're talking to me about doing an event for them, because they see all of my material online. There are videos of me that other people have shot with their cell phones, maybe from the Bob and Tom comedy tour or from the Latin Divas of Comedy. And so that was not something that I put out there, but other people liked and they put it out there. It's a little more adult. It's also from when I was younger, and my kids are actually, the kids were, maybe I had just had Declan, so I wasn't concerned about them seeing it. And even now, I'm like, this is also a form of entertainment and what I want to say to the world. But anyway, that is out there, and, you know, I have to explain to them, yes, I can do what I consider a third show Saturday, because on a midnight show at a downtown club in Chicago, people are a little bit drunk, their short attentions are very short. Their attention spans they're minimal. So you gotta spice it up a little bit. And I can also perform in a church. I mean, actually on the altar. I've done three churches during their sermons, like during the service. So I don't know what to tell people. I don't know if you know this, as, I have a show on WGN radio, 15 hours a week. And, I'm not allowed to also say anything naughty here.
Also, like, how dare her just think that you can't do, like...
Right.
You don't go to other people's jobs and go, I don't think you can do this, even though this is your job.
Right. Well,
you do
that's
every
why he
day.
That's why he didn't come. She didn't come to me. She went to my husband. Ugh. Thinking that I might never hear about it. Well, a friend of mine is in this. Can I introduce you? May I bring my friend Yenny onto the show? Yenny Alvarez
really?
Joins
Hi.
Us in the studio. Here's the thing. As on a scale of one to nothing, how much do I care whether or not the people I'm talking about actually hear the show?
Nothing.
Negative? Yeah. Yenny. Okay, so I told Kasara and Ez and many people listening about my sister-in-law, who I've talked to you about as well.
Yes.
We call her Catherine. That's the one thing I do change, but she knows who she is because she's a high-powered attorney in Washington, D.C., and her husband works for this administration in the White House, and also he has been part of the legal team, let's say, for Karl Rove, because he has. And so we were at a function at a very highfalutin, rootin-tootin condominium down here on Lakeshore Drive. So easily $1 million condo right down here across from a water tower.
Nice.
And she is from D.C. where it's not quite as cold. And you know,
yes.
This is very chilly weather.
It is freezing.
It's very cold. You are originally...
The river is frozen.
But yeah, it's water.
It's frozen.
The entire
thing is frozen.
But when the temperatures drop below 32 degrees, water freezes.
And Not happy.
Okay, fair enough. So my sister-in-law, let's call her Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
She rolled into Chicago with a fur coat and all dresses and pantyhose and high-heeled shoes.
Ooh.
Okay. So we were at the condo. We were at this party, and she wanted to go to the Ralph Lauren store to do so. She wanted to buy a candle. She loves their candles. She wanted to go walk over to the store. But she realized that she walked out of the building. It was very cold. And she said, you know what? I have a pair of tights in my car. I'm going to go put those on. Which we all thought, the women with the group, thought that she would go to her car and put them on in the car. She went to the car, took them out of the car, came back to the lobby, and put them on in the lobby.
Oh! Like,
and as Esmeralda said last night, it's always the rich people. It's always...
It is. They're always the ones doing ridiculous things.
Where the lobby was probably warmer.
Yeah, but out in the lobby, like, that lobby probably didn't have a room where she could probably have gone into.
In front of the security guard. And also, the elevator goes to the 8th floor where we had just come from her uncle's party. So I'm just saying, you know, once she took the elevator from the parking lot to the lobby, all she had to do was keep going to the 8th floor, go to her uncle's place, say, hey, I need to use your restroom, and be a decent human being for a couple minutes. But instead, I'm going to be trash in your lobby. because that's how I roll.
So, she wanted to walk in.
So to answer your question, I'm talking right now about my sister-in-law. She knows who she is. She's Catherine. Changed her, yes, she changed her tights in the lobby of a condominium on Lakeshore Drive. So to answer your question, yeah. If you don't want me to talk about the things that you do, don't do those things. That's really kind of my rule. Like the boy I dated in college, let's call him Tom.
Because
Daniels. Because his name. Exactly. Thank you very much. You're playing. Okay, so it is very cold, and I do have to say that I want to know, there was a tweet earlier today, and I want to know from listeners, there was a tweet from our president of the United States, because it's very cold, this will be the coldest New Year's Eve for most of the eastern part of the United States, and President Trump tweeted out today that he wishes that some of that global warming would affect us, and thankfully we didn't spend trillions on it. So it, maybe if we had spent trillions, maybe would it affect us, and we would be warmer. So is my question to you, is the president saying he wishes global warming was real? Or is he, because I'm kind of...
Are you trying to apply logic to the tweet?
I just wonder, you know, I mean, this is... seems a little bit constructed in a way that continues to divide us. So I'm curious. So 312-981-7200. This is one of our moments where we ask Trump supporters to walk me through this. Walk me through what the president means, because clearly I'm not, this is not the country that I thought we would be at this point. I thought that we would always have leaders that we could admire and look up to. I might not agree with all the presidents. I don't agree with a lot of things Bill Clinton did, but I still think that there were elements of what he did and the way he composed himself, carried himself, were presidential. I think that George W. Bush made mistakes, but at the same time, you support your president and go, these are the choices he made. There were a lot of things that I don't like that President Obama did. You know, I think that he led from behind, and yet I still go, here's somebody who is presidential. Mm-hmm. So tell me why you think that asking for global warming to be a real thing is presidential. That's what I'm asking. 312-981-7200. We're taking your calls and your texts after this. 312-981-7200. You're listening pretty late. More in a moment. Pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And I would say it is not an exaggeration to tell you that it is very chilly in downtown Chicago and in the surrounding areas. Yenny Alvarez joins me in the studio, a native of Los Angeles now, but originally you were born in Cuba, where it's also two warm climates.
Yes.
Family in Miami.
So you never get 12 degrees. Never.
This is warmer today than yesterday, my love.
Ooh, ouch.
Yes, yeah. And it's going
to be... still frozen. To try to,
the water freezes.
I know.
At, I'm just saying.
I know. It's
no fun. So, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, tweeted tonight, as he does, he often shares his opinions about things that that strike him at any moment. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, he has a phone, so he can just go ahead and share that with
us. Nobody has taken away his Twitter yet.
And he has tweeted that because it is so cold, that it's going to be a record cold mm-hmm. on the East Coast, a record-breaking cold for New Year's Eve, said that we could use a little bit of that global warming. And so this is one of those moments where I go, this is not how I expected the President of the United States. This is not where I thought we would be as a country. You know what? Not even just a country, but as humanity and how we talk to each other. I mean, I guess...
I don't think he knows what it means. Global warming.
No, but there are people who don't believe that global warming or climate change are a thing, right? Because, yes, if you talk to scientists and to my son, global warming means that the polar ice caps are melting and therefore causing a shift in temperatures, both in the extremes, whether it's whether it's hot or cold. And we're also seeing the parts of the country in the United States and Puerto Rico and Cuba
yes.
are experiencing what happens when there is mm-hmm. a meteorological event.
Yes.
And it's much more devastating than it has been in years before.
Absolutely.
Our tornadoes and hurricanes happening at rates that were similar to the past. Perhaps.
Second part of 2016, 2017.
But the after effects, the levels of water are different now because mm-hmm. of the sea level. So, again, the President of the United States, here's what he wrote today. In the East, And I'm not going to do an impression because that's not my forte. In the East, it could be the coldest New Year's Eve on record. Perhaps we could use a little bit of that good old global warming that our country, but not other countries, was going to pay trillions of dollars to protect against. Bundle up. So that's what the president has advised, is that bundle up, and thank God we didn't spend any money on the ramifications of climate change. Tom, you're joining us. Do you have any thoughts on this tweet? Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
Hey, Patty, how are you?
I'm okay. It's a little chilly. I'm warming up. I got my velvet dress on, so it helps.
Yeah, hey, it's 10 above. You're right. It's about 17 degrees warmer than last night.
See, I'm telling yeah, this is a true story.
I just wanted to say, you know, I love your show. Whenever I get a chance to listen to it, I work the second shift. I don't always hear you, but when I do, I enjoy it.
Well, Tom, don't forget, if you miss anything, you can always to check it, you know, our show out on iTunes and WTMRadio.com. Okay. Just make a trio now. Go ahead.
I wanted to say, I think you're digging in a little bit too deep on the tweet, and I think everybody is, and I know he's the president. And I'm a president, I'm a Trump supporter, but believe me, there's many a times that I roll my eyes and say, oh, I wish he wouldn't have said that. But that's who he is.
Okay.
You know, I love him or hate him. I wasn't a fan of everything, as you said, Obama did, Clinton did, Bush did, Reagan, you know, name them all. You know, obviously this is very different than we've ever dealt with before. But Not to get an argumentative state or anything like that.
Not at all. That's why I'm asking you to walk me through it. This is not confrontational. Yes.
You said when you start talking about the ramifications, and I'm not trying to say anything down about anybody or people that are suffering with the weather. I myself have said with friends many a times when it's cold, boy, we're at that global warming when we need it. Now, I have said that on many occasions. Now, I would look at that and say, hey, he's just saying the same thing that I have said.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I'm not trying to look at it as, you know, when you start going into it about the ice, I understand the long-term ramifications, and obviously he's not looking at it from that standpoint. He's just saying, God, it's going to be so cold. Where's that global warming? We could use a little warmth.
But Tom, you're saying he's not looking at it from the long-term ramifications, although in the tweet he actually says, basically, we were going to pay trillions of dollars to protect against that, and he has blocked that, is not going to participate in any of the, you know, sort of protections or the efforts to research and put into place the actions that would hopefully help people who are in places of the country that are most affected by global warming. So, yes, I agree with you definitely on that first part. I've heard a lot of my friends say, oh, where's your global warming now? Yes, you're absolutely right,
Tom. And I've been saying that way before Trump was the president.
Yeah, you know who would say that a lot? Our very own Dave Kaplan, formerly our very own. Dave Kaplan would talk about, like, how long he lets his shower run, because he's like, look at the Lake Michigan. There's plenty of water out there. I'm going to let it run. So, he's a good friend of mine, and he's somebody who's like, hey, you know, if we're not, and Ayn Rand, you know, that's her whole thing is the Native Americans basically weren't doing anything with the land. We should just use it up and burn it. So, I mean, there's a lot of people who feel that way.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And again, there's a lot of things that are said that, you know, don't mean that the long-term ramifications, you know, hey, have I said things with you, some of your shows have talked about that have been, you know, in my mind or with buddies that might have been disrespectful to women? Yes, I have. Do I say that to women's faces or do be disrespectful to them? No, I don't. So, you know, am I being wrong? Well, you know, in the big picture, yes. But have I said things in private that I wouldn't say in public? Absolutely. But I think we all probably have.
You know what? We all say things in private we wouldn't say in public. That is absolutely true. I would agree with you on that. Thank you, Tom. Gosh, I do love your insight on this, and I appreciate you calling. See, people always think, can you tell all of the Trump supporters that I'm not a commie?
Patty, I don't believe that you are. Again, now, I don't agree with everything you say at times.
I'm not.
But I agree with a lot of what you say. I like your commentary. I like your perspective on things.
Aw, Tom. You know what? Can you do me a favor? Have you gotten a pizza from us before?
No, I have not.
I want to give a fan a pizza because all the Trump supporters who listen to the show text constantly telling me to go crawl in a hole and die and call me the C word. And here you are, Tom. We're building bridges.
So, I'm very sorry to hear that.
No.
I have no say-so on those people, but I, on their behalf, I apologize for
No,
them.
You don't own any of that, Tom. You are, it's absolutely fine. You hold on the line, and we are sending out a Lou Malnati's pizza for Tom, a friend of the show. And always glad to hear that you're there. And don't forget, Tom, just because you can't hear me all the time, you can hear everything I say. It's all on iTunes. Oh, we have Gary. Gary's been holding on for quite a bit. Gary, thank you so much for holding on through our conversation. What did you want to say to us?
Oh, my God.
What?
Tom is a snowflake.
Oh.
Holy cow. He is not a true Trump supporter. He folded.
Oh, no. I mean, he was very honest in his opinion. He said that, you know, there are things that he agrees with on the show. And he has said that, you know, he's made that joke about global warming before. So what big deal is it? I mean, I disagree because the president is the leader of the most powerful country in the world. And here he is representing us, and he doesn't speak for me.
Well, first of all, if the president makes a joke, it's funny, because he is the president of the United States.
What? No.
Secondly.
Come on. Yes. There have been presidents who make jokes that are not funny. President Obama made plenty of jokes.
He wasn't really the president. But if President Trump makes a joke, it is in the Constitution, Patty. If the president makes a joke, it is funny.
No. It does not say that in the Constitution. Gary. Gary, where in the Constitution is that?
Read it.
I've read parts of it. To be honest with you, it's like the Bible. I am familiar with some of it, but not. I get the gist, but I haven't read it.
The problem is the mainstream media don't understand this president. When he is talking about global warming, he is mocking the mainstream media and the scientists who use data and facts to prove points.
Right, exactly. They're using truth, and he's mocking them. But why would he use his time as a president of the United States to make that statement during the holiday season while he's out golfing?
Because feelings are more accurate and truthful than truth.
Oh, Gary, you make a really good point. This is a problem I think Democrats suffer from. They think that the truth matters. Oh, my God, Gary, you're right. Because the president doesn't think the truth matters. Is that what you're saying? It's just how people feel.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying
you did. This makes
feelings, and if his feelings are different than what the mainstream media says is the truth, then his feelings are right because he is the president.
Wait a minute. Now you lost me a little bit. His feelings are right because he's a president. So whatever the president feels is what our truth is?
It's in the Constitution, Patty.
It is not in the Constitution. Is it like where he said that if the president does it, it's legal even if it's illegal for everybody else?
He's the head of the government. How can it not be legal?
He's not the head of the government. He's the head of the executive branch of the government. There are three branches.
Same difference.
What?
It's the same thing.
It is not the same thing.
The government is the president. The president is the government. So if he says he can't do no law that ain't true, then that's true.
Oh, this is like a word problem. Okay, Gary,
are you the president? No, hold on. Are you the president, Patty?
No, I'm not the president.
Okay, who is the president?
Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump.
There
my
you
apologies.
Go.
Okay.
All right. So you're proving my point.
Okay, Gary, I think we've kind of come to an impasse of logic here. I appreciate your insight. I think this is an important moment that you've called. Where are you calling from, by the way? Because I don't think we've heard from you before. Are you traveling and kind of just came across our show? Because it's refreshing to hear a new voice. We have our regulars.
We're monitoring your every broadcast, Patty. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, boy. Because, Sarah, could you write that number down? Because I think that we better keep a track on Gary. That was just, Yanni, that was a little bit weird. I'm gonna mute him because I got
everything.
Gary
is scary.
That freaked me out. You know what? Let's go ahead and make sure that we have that number on record. By the way, if anyone else wants to call us, 312-981-7200. Do you agree with Gary? We could keep him on hold, but I'm a little bit nervous. 312-981-7200. Do you think that anything the president says is funny because he's the president? Do you think anything the president says is true because he's the president? Are there people that really do people really believe that, Yanni?
You know what? I don't know anymore. Oh, the boy. Reality is a completely different one nowadays.
Oh boy, my heart's gonna explode. How are you doing? How are you doing, Ez? That was a little bit. Okay. It's fine.
It's fine.
We put Gary on hold because we need a moment. Let's go to the news. This is Chicago's very own.
Give him a pizza.
No, I'm not giving him a pizza.
Shut him
no,
up and give
Tom
him a pizza.
Was 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Coming in, you know, let's wipe the slate clean. Let's go to Dr. Dingman in a little bit. 312-981-7200. Let's get a reading. Let's clear the air. Because, Sarah,
yes.
I think you need a reading by Dr. Dingman. We need the last three songs.
I'm all for it.
Excellent.
I will gladly take a reading by Dr. Dingman.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
The last three songs you heard recently, randomly, Dr. Dingman will take that and give you a reading right now on the air. 312-981-7200. Give us a call. I'm feeling a little Janet Jackson tonight. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me in studio.
Yay.
For the first time in... Well, Yenny is joining me in the studio for the first time in months and months and months. Has it been since a year ago? Since after the election?
Probably.
In 2016? I think so.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm sorry it's so cold. I couldn't make any sort of adjustments for you.
Why didn't you bring out the sun for me, Patty?
I was asked, by those traveling with you, should they convince you to come to Chicago? And I, for very selfish reasons, thought, yeah, please bring Yenny to Chicago. I need more Yenny in my life. So I'm glad that you're here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Never again in winter.
No, come
again.
On.
I'll
this
come
is
back
exciting.
In the summer. The
it's,
city's exciting in the summer.
It's good for
there's
your metabolism.
Nobody walking out
Yenny.
Oh, because people are freezing to death outside.
Yes, it makes your heart race. It I
keeps
you know,
your skin really nice.
It does. It keeps it tight, high and tight. Just saying. Moisturize, though, because the heat indoors does sort of do a number on your skin. So we had a listener call in. We were talking about Donald Trump's tweet at about 4:21 Eastern time. He basically was saying that it's going to be very cold on the East Coast, and kind of he wishes that we had some of that global warming. And then, thankfully, he was saying that we didn't spend any money on global warming research or, you know, participating with the rest of the world and what it takes to maybe, you know, I don't know if the idea of dirty water and dirty air is appealing to people. I would think that having clean
he
air,
have to clean, worry about it.
Clean water, right. I would just think that, like, the things that we depend on the most, you know, mm-hmm. water that we drink from and air that we breathe. Do you know that in 1952, there was an event in London where almost 12,000 people died because of the way that the winds were blowing and the coal burning to keep people warm in December.
Wow.
Caused incredible respiratory diseases and accidents and all kinds of things because of the way they were consuming coal and what that did to the environment. So the effects were immediate, and they ended up doing research mm-hmm. and finding out how to prevent a catastrophic event like that again. So that's what it means to participate in how do we make the environment better. The environment is crucial to our survival, whether it's your water. I think clean water is desirable.
Mm-hmm.
Clean air is desirable. Clean roads, clean, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, maybe your home is not as clean as you would like it to be. When you're looking around your home, it's a mess. Don't you want to, like, invest some time and resources into making
that
better?
Yeah. And at least in America, we can actually do that.
If you open your tap and it's brown water, you go, I should do something about that. And hopefully the government is participating in making sure the water that comes into my home
mm-hmm.
isn't brown.
In the mainland, so they don't tax you.
Right.
they don't give you an import tax in the mainland.
There's always that.
Yeah.
Judy had some thoughts on this. Now, we also have Dr. Dingman joining us soon, so I might have to combine this. Judy, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. It's cold.
Oh, I know that. But, you know, you live in this part of Illinois, you kind of
you really do. Absolutely. What are your thoughts?
You know, okay. I'll start it out light. He spent so much time down in what is it?
Mar-a-Lago. In Florida.
So, yeah. Maybe he should buy a nice, warm winter coat from when he is in Washington. You know?
Yeah.
Enough with the, and that was a joke. And
yeah, he has spent 100 days out of his 300 days as president in Florida. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I was not keeping track of that.
All of the hookups down there also. He's not isolated from what is going on in the world.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, he's definitely got access to information, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think in his mind, what he's not saying is he is really confused as to the truth of this matter or not. Maybe he's, you know, one of the last books Michael Crichton had written was about global warming, and he had so many bibliography pages for pro and con at the end of his book.
I know. I mean, there's so much information there, and citing that and all the, you know, sort of input he's had. Judy, we do have Dr. Dingman on the line. I don't want to be rude to him because I know there's another listener that wanted to join our conversation. Judy, thank you so much for your thoughts on that. And I'll look into what Michael Crichton has written or had written before he died about global warming. Gary's on the line, and this is a different Gary. He wanted to reply to our first Gary's comments. Hey, Gary, how are you doing?
Hi, Patty. Now, this is the real Gary.
Oh.
The one that you still owe something to?
Uh-oh. What do I owe you?
I don't know. Remember?
Oh, picture of my dad. Pizza.
Now you remember.
I do remember. Picture of my dad. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Gary.
I just didn't want to be confused with the Gary that just called you.
Not in a million years. No.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know, when I find him, he'll get a blood test.
He'll get a blood test to distinguish you, yes.
And then we'll, you know, and then everything will be taken care of. And then if I ever get to meet the president, let's get him a blood test too. And then the conversation will be over because we won't even have to speak to them anymore. How's that?
Let's get a DNA test.
The DNA test.
A lot of McDonald's.
Yeah. A lot of McDonald's. Gary,
yeah,
a lot of immigrants.
Wasn't that what they were saying about the president's daily habits, what he wants? Is it Kentucky Fried Chicken or was it McDonald's? I thought it was McDonald's. I can't remember.
Or
was that Bill Clinton?
I'd probably find him there because I'm there probably just as often as he is.
What's your favorite thing at McDonald's? Because mine is still the McChicken sandwich.
Yeah, I'm not a chicken person.
Which is filet.
Pounders. Oh, the best fries in the world.
Yeah.
But that's not why I called. I just wanted to let you know that I'm not that goofy.
Oh, I didn't confuse you at all, Gary. Never worry about that. Hey, Gary, do you want to get a reading done by Dr. Dingman? Because he joins us on the line right now. Dr. Dingman, on the line. I'm so used to having you on the line.
I'm sitting in the studio here, Patty.
I get you in studio maybe twice a year.
Sounds like you need a blood test.
I apologize, sir.
So quiet,
it's so good to have you in studio with us. Gary, do you want to have a reading done by Dr. Dingman? He's a world-renowned iTunes psychic.
Yeah, the guy that does the music.
That's me, Gary, yeah.
Okay.
Yay! Oh, Gary, I'm so glad you called in. Okay.
And you are definitely not the Gary that called earlier?
No. He's definitely... No. Listen to how reasonable.
You can vouch for him, right, Patty?
No relations at all.
Gary was a cabbie back in the day.
Oh, okay.
I've got to get a photo of my dad to him to see whether... I was in a cab not too long ago, Gary, and the cab driver did know my dad.
I'm not a cabbie. Did you say it was a cabbie?
Oh, no. Well, how'd you know? How did we think you knew my dad? Because you were asking for... I can't remember what the connection was as to why you wanted...
You talk to too many people. I never mentioned that. That's another Gary. We'll get my dad this too.
Fair enough,
Hold
Gary.
On. There can't be more than two Garys that listen to this show.
Hold on a second. Gary, here's the important part. You know which Gary you are.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Usually it takes me about a half hour after I get up, but yeah.
Well, here's the thing for Dr. Dingman, who does readings based on the last three songs you randomly heard. Can you recall what you heard? Whether it was, you know, on your...
Can you make me the second caller? Because I can't recall.
I can make you the second person we do a reading for. You hold on, because Sarah's going to be the first person we do a reading for. And if anyone else would like a reading, 312-981-7200, because Dr. Dingman is in town for Steve Cochran's New Year's Eve extravaganza for people who can't stay awake till midnight at the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove. You can go to Eventbrite for ticket information. Because, Sarah, you have never done a reading with Dr. Dingman, have you?
I have not, and I've seen him multiple times. I've never done a reading before.
Oh, this is exciting. Now, you're somebody who enjoys music quite a bit.
Yes, very much so.
So, I'm guessing you know what the last three songs were that you heard.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I do.
Okay, what were they?
Seven by Prince and the Revolution.
Right.
How Will I Know by Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And, what was the last one?
How Will I Know is so good.
That's a good one, right? Return of the Mac by,
Kraft Mark Morrison.
By Mark Morrison.
Oh. Return of the Mac.
Yep.
Okay. So we've got seven, Return of the Mac, and How Will I Know, Cassara?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you want a reading for 2018?
Yes, please.
Okay. Here's what I'm seeing, Cassara. I'm seeing, seven. Seven is a lucky number. If you go all the way back to biblical times, it was a magical number. You know, the lucky seven. It's very popular in the craps and things like that. Do you know the reason that the number seven was thought to be magical?
I have no idea.
Okay, you know, there's 10 planets, right?
Right.
Okay, and normally they say Earth is the third planet because you start from the sun and count outwards. But if you were an alien, a UFO, Earth would be the seventh planet, counting from the outside in to the solar system. So that is important. How will I know? Another question. Return of the Mac. This is very strange, Cassara, but I think this is what the universe is telling me is that you are not from here.
What?
You are not from here.
I'm a Cassara. What?
What?
I don't know what your religious or spiritual beliefs are, but I happen to know that reincarnation is the way that the universe works. Everything in the plant world, everything cycles, right? The sun, day turns into night, night turns into day. People and are the same. You come back lifetime after lifetime in different forms, animals, people, women, men, whatever, until your soul is perfected, and then you go to another place. You've been here on Earth before, and in this lifetime, it's almost like you are from a foreign star system. Do you ever feel like you are not from here, like you don't fit in with the people around you?
Sometimes, kind of.
Yeah.
I feel like I stand out more than my friends do.
Okay, yeah. That is because you are, and there's no better or worse here, but you are very evolved. You're more evolved than that idiot. What was his name? With the Trump?
Oh, Gary?
No, Gary.
Not Gary on hold, but Gary.
Right,
from
no, Gary, the first Gary that called in, he's got the intellect of a rock. And I don't mean the country, I mean an actual rock.
Wow.
So everyone has different abilities and talents. And what I'm seeing, these three, seven, is what you would call Earth if you were coming from the outside into the solar system. How will I know that I'm not from here? This is a good question. And Return of the Mac. Mac is like mojo, it's like, you know, magic, right? And I think what this is saying is in 2018, you are going to become more in sync with your world and more in control and more dominant in your chosen field of endeavor. Are you? I know that you're on the radio program now, but I see that you are. You work in. Are you like a DJ? You work in like music or something?
Yeah, I'm a DJ.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing spinning things like planets, right? And I really see that your soul, your essence, did not originate here on planet Earth. It came from somewhere else, which is a cool thing, I think.
It is a cool thing. I want to not originate.
I like the sound of this.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to 2018 now.
Yeah, and you're not the only person I've talked to that, you know, occasionally I get people who are not originally from here, and you're definitely one of them. You've heard of the indigo people? Have you heard of that term?
Yeah.
Not indigo girls?
No, that's an actual band. They're a fantastic band, but no, Indigo Children, they call them.
Oh.
And it's almost like there's a different level of consciousness in people that were born. I think it began in the middle 60s and the 70s, 1960s, 1970s. And it's like an extra awareness, extra dimensional awareness of people. They're otherworldly, and I think you are on that vanguard, and I think that is going to blossom for you in 2018 in a good way. Perhaps your DJ business will. Do you play that EDM stuff?
I do not.
Good. It's crap.
All of our EDM fans, we're not.
Sorry. Anyone who listens to EDM.
The music is completely subjective. For me personally, I would rather have my toenails pulled out by a rabid monkey than listen to EDM. But some people like it.
Well, fair. That's fair.
That's fair.
But I'm seeing a big year for you in 2018. Yeah.
Awesome.
I have a question about people who are from another planet that are that come into this existence, because I sometimes feel that's my son. So are there people who have children who were not from another, whether it's galaxy or planet, who bring souls into this existence? It's just, it's kind of, isn't it?
Yeah, they're agents of change, Patty.
Okay.
You know, anytime you introduce a foreign, quote-unquote, element into an ecosystem, it affects, you know, if you've got a bowl of cold water and you pour steaming hot water into it, it's going to change what's in the bowl.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And evolution, constant change is a good thing. And any time you can raise the consciousness of a group of people by an introduction from someone who's like from another planet or an indigo person or someone with a unique sensibility or sensitivity to something, it's good for the species and it's good for the group. And I think there are a lot of people out there, and it's becoming more popular now to admit it. I think because of the internet, you know. It used to be people, if they were weird or strange or different, they were the only person in their little town, but now they can get on the internet and they can see that there are people like them all over the world.
There's so many things right now that are running through my head. First of all, Yetney, no, what I'm thinking is that the government has just admitted that they're spending millions, $20 million on research about whether or not aliens exist.
Yeah.
And then my mind flashed to, what if aliens have found a way to exist on this planet through, not reincarnation, but, okay, I'm freaking out.
Did you see the video souls? The Pentagon released?
No, but I'm talking about, like, souls then joining our planet.
Oh, that's without question.
Okay. I don't know if I'm superstitious, but I'm a little freaked out. I try to think about aliens of John Williams, whose podcast, The Mincing Rascals, I've had the pleasure of joining several times over the last month. He asked me about aliens and spaceships, and do I think there are aliens here? And then Dr. Dingman started talking about Kasera possibly being originally her soul. Not from
soul, spirit, essence, chakra. Every culture on this planet has a different name for the same thing. Right?
Yes.
So when you start using words like soul or whatever, it turns, some Christians think one thing, people that aren't Christians think, but we're talking about the same thing. So if the words that we're using don't make sense to you, translate them yourself. But there's a thing, you. You know, right. when you're walking around and thinking, and the you that you think is you, is what we're talking about,
yep.
That essence. And a lot of people originate here on Earth, but a lot of those essences, those spirits, come from other planets where there is currently intelligent life.
That's too much for me, Annie. It's a lot to take in. Gary is going to have a... Gary, after all of that...
I'm more intelligent than here.
Yeah, but tonight, I don't know if I could do a reading, because now I'm a little bit spooked. The idea of other universes or other planets is...
That's exciting! That's not spooky!
Gary, what do you think? Is that exciting or is it spooky?
I don't know.
I'm with you, Gary. I don't know.
Well, statistically...
Yes.
There's how many trillions of stars in the observable universe?
Right.
Around every star, if there's three or four or five, they're finding Earth-like planets.
Exoplanets.
Like popcorn, yeah.
Okay.
So it would be more astounding if there were not, certainly there is life nearby in the galaxy, let alone the universe. The big question is there intelligent life that has survived the growth pains that we find ourselves here on Earth going through right now, you know?
I sure hope so. I don't want to be the only ones.
Maybe there isn't. But statistically, and based on my work, I believe that there is, because I see these essences all over the place here on Earth.
Gary, go ahead, Gary.
Well, no, did he ever read the Bible?
Have you read the Bible?
Of course.
Dr. Dingman?
Yeah. Yeah, I've read all of the ancient scripts from all the different cultures in the world there. And you know what, Gary? They're all basically the same story. They're just told, again, using different words.
Okay.
Hey, Gary, I'm with you. I'm like, I'm the same way. I'm like, okay.
Here's Gary, a good way to describe it. What do you use, a PC or a Macintosh computer, Gary?
No, I'm not a computer person.
Okay, you're other. All right.
Do you use a house phone or a cell phone?
I'm on a house phone.
There you go.
Okay. You could do the exact same thing that you're doing right now on a cell phone.
Okay.
Probably. Nothing would be different except the technology is different. So you're on a landline. Other people do it on a cell phone. But the result is the same.
I never was able to Google cute kitten videos on my house phone.
Sure, there are more things you could do on a cell phone.
I wouldn't even know how to spell cute.
Why would you do that? Gary, did you remember the three songs you last randomly heard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Gary.
All right. Here we go. First one, Mockingbird.
Ooh.
Mockingbird, James Taylor, sure.
Second one is Who's Your Daddy?
Who does that song?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm with you. Oh.
And the third song?
And the third, Knock on Wood.
Okay. So you've got Mockingbird, Who's Your Daddy, Knock on Wood.
I believe it's Toby Keith does Who's Your Daddy.
Okay, fine. All right.
You're right, Patty. You're going to go start.
Right, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
What I'm seeing here, Gary, is that are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Were you recently employed?
No.
It's been a while, right?
Pardon me?
You have not been employed for a long time.
Correct.
Right. And what I'm seeing is that what happened at your last job is there were people there that were interested in undermining everything that you did. They were not good for you or good or nice to you. True or false?
False.
Really?
Yes.
I'm seeing the Mockingbird and the Who's Your Daddy. I'm seeing someone close to you who has been sabotaging you. And I assumed that this was something in a work related situation. Are you currently involved in a fight or a disagreement with someone in your inner circle or your family or a close friend?
No, I'm retired.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't be fighting with a friend. In fact, you have more time to fight with your friends now.
I can't be fighting with an employer or any co-workers either.
Right. Well, like I said, what I do is I hear these or I see these song titles, and it causes pictures to form in my mind. And what I'm seeing now is I'm seeing someone close to you.
Did you say bitches?
No, I did not. I didn't, but you just did.
And that's you know what? That's just part of the conversation. And
right.
We're fine with that. Go ahead.
What I'm saying, Gary, is that I see someone close to you in your circle who is sabotaging you. Is that possible?
I don't think so. I hope not.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a mock. You're being mocked, and someone's asking, who's your daddy? They're putting you down. And the knock on wood is a superstitious way to fend them off. I'm seeing that the universe is telling you that someone is messing with you and that you can stop it if you become aware of it. And I think this is the universe's way of telling you, hey, Gary, someone's dusting up your crap and you can put a stop to it.
Well, I'm not getting a divorce at this age.
I'm not, Gary, suggesting that you do.
No, I'm kidding.
You're kidding. So you are getting a divorce at this age?
No. I was just trying to make something funny, but I guess nobody got it funny but me.
We're here for you, Gary.
But the microphones are off.
Yeah.
I was trying to make sure that there was a focus between you and us. I apologize. Go ahead.
Right. Well, what I'm seeing, Gary, is that you have this light, humorous essence about you. You like to laugh. You like to have fun, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the Mockingbird as well. There's laughter and there's whimsy inside of you. And I think that the universe is rewarding you for that. And there's a great way. We can raise your vibration to make your life even more fun and ridiculous and hilarious in 2018. Would you like to do a demonstration for us?
Oh, please do.
Give it to me.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the cartoon Woody Woodpecker?
Mm. Well, I remember.
Sorry.
Exactly, Patty.
Sorry.
He would make that woodpecker laugh. How did that go, Gary? Do you recall? That was very good, Gary. But I need you to do it more robustly.
Okay.
Can you put me on speakerphone there, or do you have like a princess phone from 1974?
Wow.
Well, I got it in a box somewhere. No, I could probably put it on speakerphone, but I don't know how.
Okay.
Okay.
I want you to do that laugh again, but in your mind, as you're laughing, picture your nemesis, someone that you do not like at all, being completely naked and having mud dumped on them.
No, wait a minute. No, that's against my religion. I have to pray for them, not mock them.
I don't understand what you just said, Gary.
I said I couldn't do that.
It would be too cruel. He thinks it would be. He doesn't want to think of bad things happening.
Feeling, I wouldn't even think like that. Not even as a joke.
So Gary, what would make you laugh in a way that comes from the very core of your being?
Yes.
Like what has to happen to somebody that you dislike severely? I mean, it doesn't have to be something violent, but I mean, you know, they're tripped up a little bit. That's what entertainment is kind of getting.
Yeah, they're not being killed. They're just having mud dumped on them.
Right. Pie in the face. It's like it's more slapstick than it is a physical assault, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, I love dark humor. You know,
there's nothing darker than dirt, Gary.
I'm not
a dark humor person. I don't give dark humor, but I love dark humor. You know, from some other people. I may be the only one in the room that gets the joke, but that's the way. I mean, but me myself.
So,
you know, I just like to sit there and listen.
So you're not doing it. It's dark humor that happens to somebody else that perhaps has not done you right.
That's why I love you, Patty. I catch a lot of your jokes, I believe, that other people don't catch.
Thank you.
So you're on the dark side, is what you're saying, Gary. Try that woodpecker laugh one more time, Gary. I want to hear
you
do it. Commit to it.
You got this.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I got to concentrate now because I have that voice that doesn't do that high note.
Excellent.
Yes. Gary, I think that sets you up for a wonderful 2018.
It will change your vibration for sure.
So great to hear from you, Gary. Have an excellent evening and an even better 2018. Have a great night. We'll talk to you again soon. Listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, joined in studio by the incredibly talented, always wonderful Yenny Alvarez.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dr. Dingman.
Oh, well, Dr. Dingman is also talented and remarkable and dazzles us every time he's on the show every Wednesday night. But we are thrilled to have him in studio. I know you're traveling all over the world, but you're in town because Sunday night you're going to be at the Steve Cochran's New Year's Eve event for people who can't stay up to midnight. That's at the Tivoli Theater. People can go to eventbrite.com for ticket information if you don't want to go to my show. I mean, I don't feel offended if you don't want to go to the Filament Theater. I mean, I might be hurt and lonely, but no, we'll be at the Filament Theater in Portage Park. We have two shows, 7:30 and 10 p.m. for people who can't stay until midnight and those who can. I did both. See what I did there? I did both. Cindy has been on hold for over 18 minutes, and she would love a reading from Dr. Dingman. Dr. Dingman, Cindy, Dr. Dingman, take it away, sir.
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
Hi. Good to talk to you. I have my three songs, Till I Hear It From You,
okay.
Dream On, and The Kiss.
Ooh.
Dream On, The Kiss, and what was the first one?
Till I Hear It From You.
Till I Hear It From You.
From You.
From you.
By the Gin Blossoms.
Right. All right, Cindy. So we've got Till I Hear It From You, Dream On, and The Kiss. You got a crush on someone, Cindy, don't you?
Not right now, no.
Cindy?
Not really. You. Actually, it's you.
No, someone in your... I'm seeing... No, you got... There's someone on your radar, Cindy. You may not have acted on it. You may not have told this person that you are sweet on them, but there is someone that you got your eye on. True or false?
I honestly, not that I can really think of right now, no.
Okay, let's analyze that sentence. Honestly, not that I can really think of. A lot of qualifiers in that sentence. Cindy, it's okay. What the universe here is telling you is that... It may not be a person, okay? It's something, remember in The Wizard of Oz, it's the movie that starts in black and white, and then it goes to color, and then it goes back to black and white. You remember that film?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The whole point that Dorothy is looking for her heart's content, and it turns out that it was always back where she was before in the black and white, so that she goes back there. What I'm seeing here, it's, if it's not a person that you have your heart set on, there's something that you want that you feel is just out of reach, whether it's a new place to live, or a vacation, or a someone to be with. There's something that you desire, a healthy desire, a heart, a desire of your heart that you don't possess yet, and it's frustrating you. True or false?
True. True.
Okay. So it's not a romantic relationship, it's something else, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it, I'm seeing furniture. Is it something to do with your living situation?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to move?
Or just update.
Yeah, you want to, like, remodel or move into a newer situation.
Yes.
Okay, and that's what these songs are telling us. I mean, if you look at them and understand what the universe is saying, right, you're dreaming about a different place. People live... Do you know where butterflies come from?
The cocoon?
Right. Now, if you were a bug in the cocoon... The caterpillar, yeah, first of all, it'd be very cramped, right? Second of all, you go in there having no idea you're going to come out looking like RuPaul after it's all over. You know what I'm saying? You go in looking like Mickey Rooney, you come out looking like RuPaul.
Great analogy. I love that.
I don't think ever before on the radio have Mickey Rooney and RuPaul been in the same sentence. But you're dreaming, you're thinking of this transformation. You want to transform your living situation. And where we live is like a cocoon. People need to feel comfortable and homey in their environment. Matter of fact, I came into the studio here for Patty's show, and she was changing the lights and putting, is that a lamp over there? It's like, yes. This is not what it looks like during the day, is it?
No.
And why do you do that, Patty?
For the mood, for the way it makes me feel when I'm in here.
Right.
And because the other lighting kind of, it's a little too bright.
It's mean. It's aggressive.
It's mean lighting, yes.
It's aggressive lighting.
Yes, you're right.
Yes, it is.
And you're doing the same thing, Sydney. You're trying to conform your environment to how you feel on the inside, and you're dreaming about this. The kiss. What is more romantic than a kiss?
Right.
No, I'm asking you specifically, what's more romantic than a kiss?
I don't know, candlelight dinner?
I'm thinking like making out behind a dumpster. You know?
Ew, that's not romantic.
No, like if you're in high school and there's nowhere to go and you really got the hots for someone, you meet them behind the dumpster and there's a couple minutes of fun.
I had a car.
That was good 30
yeah.
years ago, I think.
Here's a car.
Right, and then
I get it, sir. What you're saying, doctor, is the excitement of it.
Exactly.
The excitement of
butterflies.
It. Yeah.
And that's what these songs are talking about with Cindy. She wants that excitement. She wants to dream. She wants that surge of energy until I hear from you. So there's a reason why you're not changing your environment. Why you're not? Is it financial? I'm seeing that it's someone that is not providing you with the resources to do this.
I'd say somewhat financial.
Yeah, okay. Here's what's going to happen for you in 2018, Cindy. I'm seeing that this dream is going to turn into reality. I'm seeing that, you know, it starts as a dream till I hear from you, and then the kiss is the resolution of this situation. You're going to find yourself, I don't think that you're going to win the lottery and move into a mansion, but what I'm seeing is that you are going to update and upgrade, in your definition, where you spend most of your time. And it's going to be, I'm seeing yellow and blue, bright, it's like a soft blue and a bright yellow, so I don't know if that's sunshine, and maybe you're going to go live on a boat, I don't know. But I'm seeing good colors, primary colors, and I think things are going to be better for you in 2018, but you have to embrace this vibrational shift for you. Who's the sexiest person you've ever seen?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you weren't asking me.
Not you. No, the caller, Cindy.
Outlander. Chris
Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth?
No, who do you like?
Outlander.
Who sparks your...
Well, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking of Chris Bryant.
Oh,
Chris Bryant.
Okay.
Is he an actor or Who is he?
No, he's a baseball player.
From the Cubs.
Oh,
the Cubs.
A Cubs baseball player.
Gunnar Dignan. We've talked about the Cubs before.
Oh, the guy, the World Series guy.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I remember seeing that on the highlights. All right, so picture, here's what I want you to picture. I want you to picture Chris Bryant knocking on your door in 5 minutes with flowers and a Lou Malnati's pizza, which I was promised, parenthetically, by showing up here at the studio. If you go back and listen to your tape last week, Patty, you said if you come to the studio Thursday, there would be pizza. I don't want to get off on a thing. I'm just saying that's what you said.
I asked Brian Noonan to make sure there was food for you when you came in the studio because
nothing.
I knew that nothing would be open.
I got a bottle of water and a cracker.
Yeah. Well, when you... Brian Noonan is the sweet spot.
But he didn't promise me anything. You promised me a pizza on Thursday night.
I asked the producers to make sure that happened. You, the Blackhawks game went until 11:30. Post game was till 12:30. Lou's isn't open. I don't want to give you cold pizza. That's not right.
Yeah. Cold, soggy Chicago pizza? That's not good.
Actually, it is.
I'm going to pretend to accept that. But, Cindy, what I want you to pretend, envision, is Chris Bryant showing up at your house with flowers and a pizza. You open the door. It's Chris Bryant, and he plants an amazing kiss right on your lips.
Nice.
That's phenomenal. How am I going to sleep tonight?
Is that right?
I want to hear. Mm-hmm. I want to hear the noise in your mind while he's kissing you. Whatever that translates in your mind, I want to hear that. I want you to commit to it as if it is really happening. And if you can make this noise correctly, I'm going to tell you to do it every day for the next 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And if you do it every day, it will attract to you this change in your environment that you seek. But you've got to make it real. You've got to really imagine that you open the door, there's this Chris Bryant guy.
Does her doorbell not work? Is that, I'm sorry.
Chris Bryant would not. How would he not, though? He's got his hands full of pizza and flowers.
I live in a condo building, so it'd be a knock for sure.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, yeah. So you open the door, there he is. What does it feel and what does it sound like in your head as he's kissing you?
Zazu.
That's going to be so much louder. Here's what it sounds like to me. That's what it sounds like to me.
That's what I'm looking for, Cindy.
I mean, okay, but my...
Frankly...
I can't wake up. My parents are visiting.
Okay.
They'll understand. It's Chris Bryant.
My dad would think I'm off my rocker.
Here's
you tell your dad you were making out with Chris Bryant, he'd be proud of you.
Here, Cindy, here's me not waking up my kids if Chris Hemsworth opens my door. Right, I open the door, there's Chris Hemsworth. That doesn't wake up anybody in my house.
And that's the black velvet dress talking right there. So I need that level of commitment from you. Are you, you know what, go outside, Cindy. I need you to commit, Cindy. Now, if you don't want this to happen, fine. But if you want your life to change, you've got to do this.
It's a.
Yes.
It's a.
What are you choking on a chicken bone?
Well, some of us feel that way. Yeah. I'm with Cindy.
Yeah, it would be a what in the world?
Well, how could you talk if he's kissing you, Cindy?
Oh, well, you said, what would I say when he's at the door, I thought.
No, the sound, when he's kissing you, what would be the sound in your head?
Okay.
Excellent,
Cindy. That was wonderful. Now she has to do that for the next 2 weeks.
You make that noise first thing when you wake up every day for the next 2 weeks, and trust me, 2018 will deliver unto you a more environment that'll be rich in blues and yellows, and you'll be happy. That's what I'm seeing.
Good night to you and Chris Bryant. Have a wonderful dream. More after this on 720 WGN. August 15th, 1923, Rosemarie was born, and by the time she was 4 years old, she was a star. A veteran of vaudeville, film, radio, and television, Rose Marie passed away today at the age of 94. Most of us know her as Sally on the incredible series Dick Van Dyke Show. And you knew her as the wisecracking, brilliant, smart, zero F's given, single woman, groundbreaking character. On Dick Van Dyke Show, she was so much more before she even arrived there. And we're playing some of her music right now. That was her. She was Baby Rose Marie, and she was an early star of talkies. Yenny, of talkies.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm just listening to that. It's so surreal.
Isn't it? That was Rose Marie.
Wow.
There's some more music we're going to listen to in a moment. We want to make sure we get to Todd's call. Hey, Todd, how are you doing?
Hey, Patty, I'm doing awesome.
What's going on? Did you want to say something before we get a reading done for you? Because I know you've been on hold for such a long time.
Oh, I'm a long time, first time calling on the wild card line.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, Todd, you know what? We're short. Tell me the last three songs that you heard, and I will give you a reading for 2018.
I was listening to an album. Is this going to skew my future at all?
As long as they were randomly chosen. If you chose it, it's not quite as good. But, like, radio or playlists or something, just tell me the last three. We'll make it work.
Okay, so it's Prison Sex, Crawl Away, and Undertow.
What was the first one?
Prison Sex.
Prison Sex?
Yeah, I was listening to Tool.
Yeah. You need a tool to have prison sex. Crawl Away.
Oh!
Prison Sex. And what was the other one?
Undertow.
Undertow. Okay. I think you've got some romantic turmoil in your life right now, Todd. True or false?
False.
Was that a yes or a no?
Yeah, that was a little bit of hesitancy. That was, false, question mark?
I mean, I guess I've come through it. I feel not so much turmoil anymore. I feel pretty calm.
So that you've recently undergone like a breakup, or I'm seeing rough water, like in a jacuzzi. When you turn it on, it gets all bubbly. It's there's been some tempest in your teapot recently. True or false?
It's true.
Romantic, yeah. I'm seeing that is you're crawling away from that. You're not completely free of it now. You say that, you know, it's in the past, but I think there's still a little vestige of that attraction that's inside you, and you have to decide if you're going to be imprisoned by it or not. That's what the prison sex is. The sex was great, but the relationship was crap, and you finally ended it, but I don't feel that you've moved on emotionally yet. True or false?
Oh, that's false. I've definitely emotionally moved on.
But not physically.
Oh, and physically, yes.
So there's absolutely there's nothing still attaching you to this person at all. No regret that you broke up or anything.
Oh, no. I mean, we're getting divorced.
Right.
So, got a kid, you know, so.
Well, that's the connection, yeah. That's the undertow, right?
Well, I wouldn't think of him as an undertow.
Well, in the context of this relationship, the relationship could have been severed and clean, and you'd never turn back, but now the child will keep you connected, and that is keeps the other toe pulls you back, right? And that's the war that's going, not the war, but that's the conflict that's happening within you that I think is bothering you a little bit. And the universe is saying, that's a good reason to be bothered, because you don't want to walk away from the child, obviously. And that this will be, you're going to have to crawl away from it a little longer before you're completely free of it. So I think I'm seeing June of 2018, things will be clearer for you, and you'll be able to move on to whatever comes next.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Yeah. There's a way to you know what? Follow your gut, Todd. That's what I would tell you.
Follow your gut, Todd. Oh, my God.
Or get arrested and have some prison sex.
No.
It's up to you.
No.
I'll go with the former.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's
Todd.
What I would do too.
Todd, I'm so glad you called in tonight. We look forward to hearing from you again. Have a wonderful 2018 celebration this New Year's Eve. Again, I will be at the Filament Theater with Paul Farvar, music by Rob and the Representatives. We have a family show at 7:30 p.m. and adult giggles at 10 p.m. It's nothing raunchy. It's just kids aren't going to think that what I think is funny is funny. It's not that it's dirty. It's just not fun for 10-year-olds. That's all I'm saying. Kids under 12 are free for our 7:30 show, but please be accompanied by an adult. You have No, I had someone buy 4 tickets for kids, no adult tickets. I'm yeah, it's not a babysitting service. It's just not. So go to eventbrite.com. Come hang out with us in Portage Park at the Filament Theater. Great restaurants. And it's sponsored by the Gale Street Inn, my favorite place to hang out for ribs and a Sazerac. Yeah, look it up.